Vancouver, Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon calling for an investigation into an airstrike on a school in Syria that killed nearly 30, most of them children. Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says warplanes carried out 6 strikes on a village in rebel-held Idlib and then hit a school complex there. Both the observatory and the U.S. have said that either the Syrian or Russian governments were responsible for the attacks. Meantime, Russia's ambassador to the UN says he is unconvinced by a report linking the Syrian government to use of chemical weapons in at least 3 instances. Vitaly Churkin says the report lacks sufficient testimony, material proof, and was full of contradictions.
We believe that the proof is not there for any big punitive action to be taken. It's simply not there. Let's continue the discussion. We'll continue studying the report.
An inspection team under the joint auspices of the UN and the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons issued a report on the incidents. United States, United Kingdom, and France want the UN Security Council to impose sanctions on the Syrian government for using chemical weapons. Ethiopian troops have been fighting Al-Shabaab militants in Somalia, vacated a series of military bases, sparking fears of a militant resurgence and a possible setback for African Union efforts to stabilize Somalia. Troop withdrawals come at a vulnerable time as the government is organizing elections throughout November and the UN mission Amisom is on the defensive following a string of high-profile Al-Shabaab raids on key military bases. This is VOA News.